What's good, everybody? Yo, it's been such a long time. I know. And I know you miss me because I miss you. But the Dame Truth is back in full effect. And I have one of my besties with me today. I'm so excited. Okay, so when you hear that, you already know that Ashley is in the building. What's up, Ashley?
Hey, girl.
So listen, guys, this is going to be a wonderful show. Thank you for putting up with me. We took a little hiatus right from the show because we wanted to make sure everything was straight, everything was fresh, everything was new. We didn't want anything to be redundant and seem like it was done over and over again. So we took time to go to the lab and like reformulate the show. So we hope that you like it. Right now, I was like, who's that? How's it ringing downstairs?
I got two phones, girl.
Oh, bitch! Listen, look, again, and this is the podcast, and it's going to be raw and uncut, so Ashley got two phones. I think Ashley might be a drug dealer. Bitch, you a drug dealer?
Girl, no.
Look, the only person I know that got two phones are drug dealers, but anyway, on that note, Ashley, yes. You want to tell everybody how we met? Because you reached out to me.
I did. I remember because it was about to be my 30th birthday. Mm-hmm. But my mom had just passed away. And
this bluntly.
Everybody was like kind of encouraging me to like do something. I was like not really trying to do anything. For my birthday that December, so I eventually was like, okay, I'm gonna do something. And
wait a minute, you didn't know me from the group?
I did. Well, I watched you from the group. I was like one of those lurkers, kind of. Like I would like things every now and then. And
okay, so that's initially how we first met. Was like you saw me in the group.
Right. And then I had seen that you were a makeup artist. And, you know, I saw some of your work and I was like, I'm going to do something different for my birthday. I was like, I've never had weave before. I'm going to get some weave. I'm going to get my face done up. Never did it. So I reached out to you and you were like, yeah, I'll do it. And I was actually so scared to even like write you because you're like, I don't know.
Ashley.
You were like,
okay, so let's talk about this real quick because I don't think anybody knows the extent of. Okay, so when I say the group. On Facebook, there are like these private groups that everybody like you can make a group on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Anybody can make a group. Like my family has a Facebook group.
Right.
But like maybe 4 years ago, uh-huh. like Facebook started this whole thing where you could do like Facebook groups and Atlanta groups went wild.
Right.
So there was like what was one? One was Upper Echelon.
Yeah, that's the one I remember.
Another one was ATL Uncut.
It was the Upper Echelon Atlanta one.
Upper Echelon mm-hmm. Atlanta Uncut. And then it was like groups started breaking off of one another. And, you know, we had some bougie ass groups and we had some hood groups.
And like they would throw parties and events.
And events and stuff like that. Yeah. So when we started doing the groups or whatever, everybody was kind of like meeting new faces in Atlanta.
Right.
Now, I get in these groups and... Okay, so
Miss Patty.
I did not give myself this title.
The queen.
I did not give myself this title. Everybody said that I was the petty one. Right?
And that's kind of why I was like,
but I wasn't petty.
Like you were petty in like a good way. Like it was almost like you were petty in a way like you were trying to teach women.
I was trying to school hoes. Okay.
Right. Uplifting women.
Come
like,
on now.
Okay.
Let's be real with it.
I'm not sure.
I wasn't messy. I wasn't messy.
Right.
I kept shit real.
But I think at the end of the day, people didn't want to hear it. So
that's what made it petty.
Right.
Was because we got people that don't want to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. Then you got the men that don't want me to school the women on the truth. Mm-hmm. So then now they're hating on me because I'm like telling bitches, look, you know these niggas is really just trying to play you, right?
Right.
Okay, it got so bad that there was a hit list. It was like high school all over again.
Really?
Because you, I don't know if you know this. The men from certain groups had a list of women that they had already slept with. And the list was going around like, nah, brah, don't sleep with this one. This one is whack in the bed. Bruh, oh yeah, you can, you know what I'm saying? And I was trying to be that force that was like, listen, and then you got women, because we're in Atlanta, we got women that want to be seen by men.
Right.
So they're doing the most to be seen by these men.
Right.
These men are taking advantage. So, of course, everybody is going to consider me to be petty because I'm not the one that is going to get played.
Right.
So if I'm not going to get played, then now I'm petty.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Team Petty.
Mm-hmm.
This is myself.
It was
a couple other people. We won't claim any names.
Right, right.
Because
we're not being petty.
We're not talking to them anymore. But I just don't know where the love, but wherever the love went, the love between you and I stayed the same.
Oh yeah, and I will say this, I remember I was so touched because I asked you to do my makeup. I was prepared to pay whatever the, you know, because it was going to be my first time.
Uh-huh.
And then you told me, don't pay me. Like, you were like, don't pay me.
No.
This is your birthday gift. And yeah. I was like, this lady does not even owe me a birthday gift. Like,
but okay.
Why?
So I did that, right?
Okay.
And I think that was the culmination of us becoming friends because you right then and there saw the character that I had as a person.
Right, right.
I didn't know what you were going through with the loss of your mother, but if you really believe in divine intervention and how people actually become friends and how relationships actually are formed, it's a godly thing.
Right. No, it's true.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think that it was divine intervention that your friend said, no, you're going to celebrate your birthday. I think it was divine intervention that you reached out to me because you wanted to be pretty. I think it was divine intervention because God was like, laid it on my heart to say, don't take nothing from her. She, you know, this is her birthday. Make it as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you know, let me tell you how I realized the character, your character was. When you came back, you wanted your makeup done again because, of course, you was pleased. And you insisted on paying me.
Oh, yeah.
And to be honest, to me, that showed me that you were a friend that was supportive. You weren't a friend that was always out to just
girl, give me take. A discount, girl. Right.
You've always been supportive of me. Right. Even with my new job today, you are a supportive friend. So I just, you know, that's what today's actual, this is what the podcast is going to be about today, is really like building healthy friendships, setting healthy boundaries in these friendships,
right,
and how we can remain friends even when our friends get into relationships. Because I honestly feel like a lot of times you will have a girlfriend that you absolutely love and adore, and when you have a friend that steps out and gets a man or whatever, sometimes your friendship goes to the side.
Yeah, I try to be mindful of that because I know how it feels to
be
reciprocating. And when my friend got in a relationship, and then it's like,
girl, oh, so girl, like, you don't have no time, girl. So we're gonna get into it. We're gonna get into it because I feel like this is gonna be a dope show. You guys, stay tuned. We're gonna have Word on the Street next. Girl, what's up with Jay-Z? Let's talk about it. This is the topic of the week. So we're going to talk about Jay-Z and a few other things. And we'll be right back after this break. Let's go. All right, so now it's time for Word on the Street, and listen, so much shit has been going on. I decided that, you know, with Word on the Street, I didn't want to do all the negative things that are going out, and, you know, I wanted to bring some positivity. to word on the street. I feel like everybody is kind of doing the gossip thing and, you know, getting up into people's business. But I really feel like word on the street, it should be bringing some good news to the streets. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, I don't know if this is good news or if it's bad news. Some people are salty. As you know, I have my own opinion of the Carters.
Okay.
Love Jay-Z. Love Beyonce. Love Baby Blue. Sir and Rumi. Is the baby's name Rumi?
I don't know.
Remy? Rumi? Okay. Love the whole family.
Right.
But I feel like these people just need to be left alone sometimes. I feel like, you know, the beehive is always up in their ass. I know that they love their fans, whatever, whatever. But honey, y'all need to just let the Carters breathe.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's not, you know, because, you know, I went viral for saying, you know.
Something about the beehive, right?
I said I couldn't stand Beyonce.
Oh, well,
you know, I was being facetious. Right. You know what I'm saying? I was just being extra. But motherfuckers wanted to take it to a whole nother level. And but bitch, what they failed to realize is that I'm a wasp. And I had the whole fucking wasp nest. And we were going at it long and strong. So, bitch, they made me viral off of that one little video I did. But neither here nor there. We know that the Carters have haters as well as lovers, okay? And a lot of people are going in on Jay-Z, and it is because Jay-Z is now affiliated with the NFL.
Right.
And Jay-Z has put in his lyrics and has talked about it time and time again, that, you know, of course the NFL wanted him to do the Super Bowl, but he was like, fuck that, I don't need y'all, because he was kind of in protest and agreement with Colin Kaepernick, right?
Right.
Okay. So the Atlantic says that Jay-Z helped the NFL banish Colin Kaepernick. Now, from that title right then and there, I kind of knew it was going to be bullshit, because Jay-Z, we know he didn't do that.
Right.
Okay. We know that Colin Kaepernick was actually not picked again because of his stance on, you know, the flag and the national anthem, I should say, and kneeling and all that. That was something that he decided to do as protest, a silent protest against the injustices of what's going on in America.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z didn't have nothing to do with that.
Right.
Okay. It's white Americans that have banished Colin Kaepernick from the NFL, if we want to keep it all the way real. But the Atlantic says that the former quarterback caused a problem for the league, which turned to the celebrated rapper for assistance. It says, and by the way, this is an article from Jemele Hill. It says, yesterday, the hip-hop mogul Jay-Z and National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell held a joint media session at the Roc Nation offices in New York to seal a once implausible partnership that isn't being received as positively as both parties probably hoped. I assume neither Goodell nor Jay-Z expected to be on the defensive once the NFL announced that it would give Roc Nation, the music mogul's entertainment company, significant power in choosing the performers for the league's signature events, including the coveted Super Bowl halftime show. Jay-Z and Roc Nation will also help augment the NFL's social justice initiatives by developing content and spaces where players can speak about their issues that concern them.
Good.
You know,
I think these are all very good things.
I think so.
There's nothing wrong with the stance that he took.
Let's talk about him just being celebrated for being able to sit at the table.
Okay.
I am very happy that they even considered a black man for Marcy's projects that don't comb his hair to the goddamn table.
Okay.
I'm just excited. Now, I know we're going to have our hoteps and our pro-black people saying, fuck the master's table. Oh, you know they're going to come up there and say that shit, right?
They are.
But when it comes down to it, you say, fuck the master's table, but yet we are the number one consumers of the NFL products. We go to their games. We rock their jerseys. Mm-hmm. We wear their fitted caps. We wear their shoes. So if you're going to say, fuck the master's table. I want them same pro black play black pro people, mm-hmm. them same hoteps to not watch another NFL game, not support another NFL product, okay. not support another NFL, you know, player in their shoes or their whatever it is. You have to see where barriers are being broken.
Right. You said it perfectly.
I don't get why, you know, and let me just say this. You know I'm pro-black, Ashley.
Right.
You know I would tell a white motherfucker off in a minute.
I feel like you look for it.
Please say, I do. I honestly do. I'll be on the edge of my seat like, I wish a bitch would. It's something about a white bitch that's disrespectful and racist that just makes me want to just...
Right.
I be on the edge of my seat. Bitch, say it. Bitch, you know. But I feel that even with me being pro-black, loving my black people, you know, fighting for social justices that we should have, I still say that we are all together God's children.
Right.
I feel that we all need to work together and show love, because I don't know if y'all seen it, but all these little mixed babies running around, which side of you of them are you going to hate?
Okay.
Even though you might say that baby is still black. I mean, that baby is black.
But don't ignore
everybody is mixed. Everybody. Unless you came from the roots of the roots of the roots of Africa.
Uh-huh.
You got a little bit in you.
Exactly.
So what you hate in them is what you hate in you. Mm. Ooh, girl. Mm. Was that a word? Sis, that was a word.
Good.
So I'm just saying, like, we have to celebrate him. Now, what is really, really confusing to me is what I would like to know is why, when Diddy was saying he wanted to buy the Carolina Panthers, why wasn't that ever spoken of? Like, they do not have any black owners. They need to get some black owners.
Yeah.
There's more than enough millionaires and billionaires to be at the table officially. Jay-Z has, you know, torn down a barrier.
One barrier. Right.
I would like to give him props on that.
Right. He started something.
He started something. I saw another interview. I don't know who was. It was a press conference where he was with Goodell. And Charlamagne Tha God asked him the question. About, you know, wasn't he for Colin Kaepernick and so on and so forth? And he said, yes. He said, by no means am I not telling you guys not to protest. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is what do we do after the protest? And I said, God damn it, Jay-Z.
For real.
What do we do? Because we got to get our black asses out the street. You're causing traffic, okay? What the fuck are we going to do when it comes down to after we've marched all that we've marched? Because, see, this is my thing, right? Ashley, you know, I didn't, you know, had a little enlightenment. Mm-hmm. When Martin Luther King and all of them, like, were marching,
right?
Shit got done. We no longer had to sit to the back of the bus.
Okay.
We no longer had to be bussed out or, you know, sanctioned
separate
to certain
schools, things like
schools,
that.
Schools, pools, fountains, bars, everything. All that. Uh-huh. Okay. So their marching actually did some shit. What is our marching doing?
That's a good question. It's really just making a whole lot of noise.
It's making a whole lot of noise. I mean, you can always kneel at a game. You can always sit down when the national anthem is being played. But until that shit does something, I don't want to hear it. What are we going to do after the protest? Are we going to start wising up and calling our officials? Are we going to start taking it to the courthouse and the state legislature and all these people? Are we just going to go ahead and just start marching when they shoot niggas in the street?
Girl.
By the way, Eric Gardner's police.
Oh,
he
got fired, right?
He lost his motherfucking job.
He got fired.
So kudos to that fight. We won that. Finally. Even though we cannot bring Eric Gardner back, rest in peace, and there's so many others that have been killed in the streets, like inhumane objects. Eric Gardner's police officer, who actually strangled him to death, lost his job, lost all of his benefits, and hopefully that motherfucker will jump off of a bridge. Now that has been
affect his future jobs. Hopefully,
I know that he won't be able to work for NYPD.
And why?
And I know he has lost all of his, 401ks and benefits and all that stuff. So he got to start off.
Oh God!
You got to start over from zero, bro.
Wow.
You've been let go. But I've also, my brother, since he's, been in the penal system for almost all of his life, told me, you know what? NYPD is the biggest gang in New York City. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. NYPD, they stick together. Mm-hmm. They cover. They, do a lot of shitty things. And I feel that since, Central Park, the Central Park 9 movie came out and, Eric Gardner, I feel like a lot of people are shining the light on the injustices that these people are doing. And a lot of shit's going to change.
Yeah.
We're going to see it change.
I hope so.
I think so.
Sooner than later. Please.
All right. Well, guys, that was Word on the Street. When we come back, me and Ashley are definitely going to talk about healthy relationships as far as friendships are concerned. And let's get into it, Ashley, because I feel like a lot of people say that they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting their friendships from off of the Real Housewives of Atlanta. None of that shit is real. Y'all really hate these bitches. Y'all don't really love them. And y'all don't know what true friendship is about. So when we come back, we're gonna jump and dive into, what about your friends? Will they stand their ground? Will they let you down? We'll be back. Speaking of, what about your friends, girl? I am loving this show on VH1 with Lil' Kim, Chili.
Maya. Who else?
Maya, the girls from Instagram.
Right, the one who's like, yes.
Yes, I need a boyfriend. What's her name? Miss B or Lovely, something like that. And
that almost Asian looking girl.
Yeah, that always wears the bathrobes. And
then there's Kim's friend.
Yeah, the two she's other like white Asian people. Girl. Like, no, she's like Hispanic, I believe, or something like that.
The one who was talking to Maya about, like,
the one that's getting married? I know that there's the guy that's on there. He's
the guy, right?
He's Marc Jacobs' boyfriend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's gonna get married to Marc Jacobs.
Hmm.
And then I thought the little white girl. I thought she was. Maybe she is. I don't know. She got so much plastic in her fucking face.
Okay.
You couldn't tell. But I, number one, said that, oh my gosh, we need to do a girls trip on a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm. That would be great.
That would be amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, it kind of like gave me like. Hey, Ashley, we need to go on a cruise.
Oh, I'm ready. I've been trying to go on a cruise for the longest.
I was going to go for my 20th, but then I realized, fuck it. I'm not going. Don't ask me why. I was just like, fuck it. Call me a Gemini. I was all about it. And then I was like, fuck it. I'm not going. I don't even know these goddamn people anymore. I don't even give a shit about nothing that they got going on. So, I mean, and that's just being truthful and honest. Like, I just, if I go on a trip like that, I want it to be with my best friends.
And people that you want to be around. Not like, oh,
we be dope. I don't want nobody to judge me. If I hook up with a nigga on the boat, I don't want nobody to judge me if I get sloppy drunk, because we all going to be drunk together. I don't care. I just, if I know that, bitch, if I'm on the edge of the ship, somebody better stop me. I don't want nobody to say that that bitch was lost at sea.
No. Oh, God.
I am your responsibility, bitch, and you are mine.
Just don't get close to the edge.
But I see Kim. I see Kim totally in a different light. I think Kim
is soft. She's softer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is okay. So this is what I've heard, and I've heard many performers say this before, like Beyonce and people like that. They have an alter ego.
Right.
So what we are seeing is the Kim as a performer, little Kim.
Right.
But the real Kimberly is a totally different person.
Sweet, like,
yes.
Soft-spoken. It's like, what?
And I don't know if it's because she had the baby and all that, and now she sees... I think, like, once you become a mother, you kind of start seeing things in a different light.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm digging the show.
It's almost like when people are sweet, you don't even want to like
be judgy.
You know how naturally as humans we're kind of judgy. Like
I judged that bitch when she was on the beach with them boots though.
So like, what? You know, blah blah.
But them boots that Kim had on that goddamn beach. She's really sweet, but bitch, you about to drown with them boots. Bitch, why the fuck do you have on these ankle boots? But
like
and you know, like, I know that she's had, like, and that's what I said on Facebook. I was like, I know Kim's face has changed over the years, but it seems like to me that her heart has become more, like, she's become more soft. I've seen a more meek side, you know.
Right.
So, I'm all for people who establish growth. Mm-hmm. Like, growth is a good thing. Mm-hmm. When you can say, hey, I was wrong, forgive me. Or if you can say, you know what, that was fucked up to yourself and try to right your wrongs, go for it.
I agree.
Go for it. I'm just saying, do what you gotta do. Your butt's starting to hurt?
No, girl, I'm about to go get some more wine.
Oh, get some more wine. And while you at it, you can go ahead and put some wine in my cup, my Chick-fil-A cup. You know I'm about to go check that goddamn new Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Oh, because what I heard, he tried it today, and he said he loves it. It's thicker, it's juicier.
Shut the fuck up, girl! Hurry up, let's go ahead and record this goddamn podcast. I gotta go to Popeye's.
Who doesn't eat vegetables? So.
Well, I mean, but a good chicken eating nigga knows good chicken. I mean, I trust his judgment wholeheartedly because he don't eat vegetables. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. You are right.
So I'm gonna go with what JC said to say that this goddamn Popeye's chicken sandwich. Yo, bitch, they were saying that there was lines for the chicken sandwich.
Wow.
Black people know their chicken.
Mm-hmm. My god sister, she's a foodie like me.
Okay.
She's already tried it. You know Dominique.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she always gives props to where, you know, where.
Come on, what did she say? Which one is the best?
Said, anybody who picks the Popeye's chicken sandwich over Chick-fil-A's is sick to their stomach.
Really?
Or sick in their head. One of them. But yeah, she said.
So we got one for yes and one for no bit.
Right. And she said it was good. She said, no cap, it's good.
You know
what? It's still not better. She said it's something about that Chick-fil-A chicken.
But Chick-fil-A, I mean, come on. You get it as a piece of chicken with three pickles on it.
We've eaten it so much.
We just dedicate it.
Like, it's just kind of like,
that's that ATL shit, too.
Something new.
That's that ATL shit. We ain't really with that who that chicken. With that who that chicken could go right back to Louisiana. It came from. Yo, we are so dedicated to them goddamn dirty birds. Don't you motherfuckers know that Popeye chicken is bussing? Y'all just don't want to admit that shit because it's from Louisiana. That's what it is. That's what it is. But anyway, what the fuck were we talking about? We got to get black folk a goddamn podcast, and bitch, we will turn it into a chicken show.
Oh, my God.
Do you hear me?
We were gonna talk
bitch,
about.
Let's talk about friendships. That's all I can say. Okay, okay. So, Ashley.
Okay.
Let me get my white girl voice on. So, okay. Ashley. So, this is what I really want to know.
Okay.
We're friends, right?
Yes, we are.
And you love me.
I do.
And I love you.
You do.
And I can't stand your fucking boyfriend. No, not in real life. I mean, hypothetically,
okay,
Ashley.
Okay, so this is a scenario. So
it's a scenario.
Okay,
just, you know, I love his sexy, juicy ass. Ashley boyfriend, juicy than motherfucker. I hope he listens to this. Ooh, JC, you know you fine, right? Oh no, let me not say nothing else because you know bitches.
Okay.
Debbie, let me find out who her man is. She said he's fine and juicy and shit. So
hypothetically, we're friends.
Yeah, we're friends. Been friends. You get a new boo. Mm-hmm. And it's just something about this new boo that mm-hmm. I don't like.
Okay.
I feel that he might be a cheater.
Okay.
Or I feel that he might be a user.
Okay.
And I'm trying to tell you this, but you're not feeling me.
Okay. So I think with situations like that, I'm going to need to know, where is this feeling coming from?
Is it bitch girlfriend intuition. No.
If you do see it, did you
hear about it? His friends ain't shit.
Maybe birds of a feather do flock together.
Because, bitch, you know we've done some things ourselves.
But I have hung around a group of ladies, and they were well known to be
hoes.
A little bit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You said it. I didn't.
Uh-huh.
And by no means am I a
hoe. Okay.
It's like, yeah, birds of a feather do flock together.
Okay.
But sometimes you are the oddball out of your friends. So just because you might
but
be.
But Ashley.
You might be. Like, for instance, actually, we are kind of similar.
We are kind of.
So that was, I was going to give an example, but I was like, that doesn't even make sense.
Okay. No, let's talk about my past.
Okay.
Okay. Because did you like the last guy I was dating? You said something was. Bitch.
Wait. This bitch. It's like they're all mixing up. I'm sorry.
End of the show.
End of the fucking show.
This bitch said which one.
Wait, like.
Ashley, we are fucking recording, you know.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it, Ashley.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so you remember the one that I met on Facebook and we had a conversation.
Okay. And I had a conversation too?
Yeah, you remember when we were on FaceTime?
I remember.
And. But you liked him because we're kind of like the same person. Mm-hmm. We really haven't had that situation.
Right.
But hypothetically,
okay.
If we did have that situation, to be honest, I'm going to let you rock with whoever you want to rock with. Mm-hmm. There was a situation where you were kind of talking. You weren't involved with this person, but you were kind of talking to them on a more personal level.
Mm-hmm.
And you know I wasn't rocking with this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Over some past shit.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, I wasn't going to stop you or... I didn't even bad talk him.
Okay.
I don't think I did. I think I told you my truth.
You didn't at all.
And what happened with my encounters with him. But I didn't bad talk this person at all.
Right.
I basically let you rock with him until you saw who he was for yourself.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think that that's where... friends actually need to remain new. Like, mm-hmm. have your own feelings, but don't try to push it on to your friend.
I agree. Now, if I come to you and I ask you something specific, like, hey, have you noticed that maybe, or am I tripping? I need to know. I'm going to be honest with you. Okay, you don't need to stay neutral. You need to tell me what it is.
I'm going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to, like, if you're rocking with this person, you really fuck with them, and I don't. My whole thing was that I was thinking that, you know, because we had a situation when it was your birthday, and this person was at the birthday, and even the people who we used to rock with together was like, I thought y'all were cool. And I said, I thought we were too.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell that he was like looking at me mm-hmm. and stuff like that because mm-hmm. that used to be my friend too.
Right.
But I don't know. I just knew that I wouldn't put myself in that situation anymore. So if you invited him, then I wouldn't be there. If you invited me and he wanted to come, and I saw that he came, I probably would leave. That's just me.
Really?
I would. Because I don't like to be uncomfortable. And if I know that, you know, you're rocking with this person, but they don't fuck with me, they don't talk to me, they don't, you know what I'm saying? Why would I want to be associated with them? I can't do it. I can't be fake.
I feel you. I can see that. Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, sorry.
I mean, I can.
I'm pretty sure, if you were to marry that bitch, I probably would not fuck with you ever again. Lord. No, I'm just saying, how can you marry somebody that you feel is conniving or a user or a person who's not trustworthy? Mm-hmm. And I come over to your house like everything is A-okay. That would be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be like, you know, I wish you well. Mm-hmm. I wish you too well. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I could.
No, I know. It would be uncomfortable.
It would.
Yeah, for sure.
And then the next thing you know, you're in this man's house and you don't give a fuck about him. That's, to me, it's disrespectful, ain't it?
It is, actually. You're right.
So I would have to tell, I mean, even if we were sisters and really good friends, I mean, shit, I got my sister, I didn't fuck with her husband at all.
Right.
And I stopped fucking with her too. So, I mean, you know, I guess if I can do that to my sister.
You can do it to anyone. Shit.
No, I'm being honest. No, the truth is that I didn't want to put my sister in a situation where she would be beefing with her man.
Okay.
If that's your husband, y'all have kids together, you better choose your husband over your friend. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So I never wanted to put my sister in that situation, even though I told my sister, look, this nigga is not for you. He's unequally yoked. Y'all shouldn't be having offspring. And I was right. You know what's funny? Your girls be knowing, even though you don't want to be listening, mm-hmm. your friends see what you can't see. Your friends see what love blinds you with. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, it's kind of like, I told that bitch. And then when the relationship comes to an end, who does your girlfriend go to?
Her friend.
Now, your friend might be feeling some type of way, like, bitch, I told you, bitch. Right, but, bitch, come on, bitch.
With that pressed lip and that little side eye look.
Now, you know, and I would make you say everything that I told you. Yes, girl, you told me that nigga wasn't shit. You told me that he probably got another bitch. You told me, yes, he probably got outside kids. You told me that his friend wasn't shit because if his friends wasn't shit, like, I want you to give me the whole list of everything that I told you, and then we can be friends again. Oh, I'm so serious.
Hence why she got dubbed
Patty Award. No, you gotta give me my props. If I told you a list of things, and in the end, you saw that shit was the real deal, Holyfield, bitch, don't judge my judgment anymore.
Mm. Oh, Lord.
Ashley.
I mean, I can't be mad at it. I feel like...
You can't be mad.
Yeah, everything, yeah.
I mean, I would tell you too. That's how we reconcile. Okay, girl, let me tell you what this nigga did. He did this, that, and the other. And, you know, you told me this, that, and the other, girl. And I should have chosen what you said with, you know, a higher regard. And I was just blinded by love. And I asked that you forgive me and we be friends again. I'll be like, yeah, bitch, come on in. Get this wine. Come and get these grits with these shrimp. Come on, bitch. Okay. But on a lighter note, because I am getting kind of chinky-eyed. On a lighter note, I am dating again. Yay! Multiple men.
That's good.
Yay!
That's what dating is.
Yes. Yes, dating is not dating just one person. Dating, I feel like you should have, you know, a selection.
And then you narrow down. Right.
So, yeah, I'm dating a few guys. I'm trying to see where their minds are. That last one just kind of blew me. Not the one that I said that we talked, mm-hmm. you know, doing FaceTime or whatever. Not him. But the last relationship, major relationship that I was in, it threw me through a loop. It was a banger. I was kind of scorned. I was kind of like, fuck these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know what I've gone through, I realized that a lot of bitches would turn gay.
A lot of them do.
Like, I honestly believe that a lot of them, you know, become lesbians because they just tired of nigga shit. Not, you know, hey, I know a lot of people might say, oh, that girl always wanted to lick pussy. But at the end of the day, I think that being in relationships with men that kind of psychologically do some shit to you can kind of have you, you know, mm-hmm. not secure in what men say or do.
Right. If you have 6 kids, 3 girl, different baby daddies, none of them stayed around.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't you be
your
bitter
own
too?
Daddy didn't stay around.
Wouldn't you be bitter too? Mm. Wouldn't you see? Well, it can't get any worse.
Let me go, at least I understand women.
You know, so.
You know, there was a study since we've been on hiatus that said that most women don't even orgasm when they're with a man. They orgasm when they're with women. And I believe it because a woman knows a woman's body. Mm-hmm. That's so sad, though.
It is.
You know what that tells me? That tells me that women stick around with men because it's more emotional love.
Yes.
It's more heartfelt than physical. And so sometimes we have to suffer with not getting the physical aspect of it. Mm-hmm. And just sticking with, that's why women are fucked up after relationships end, because it was really heartfelt, heartstrings, you know, mm-hmm. emotional, mental, right. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Because the way that these bitches are fighting after these men, I know it can't be the dick. Huh. Can it be? I guess.
Girl, well,
I guess. I haven't found the man that make me want to fight in the street with no shoes on.
Yeah.
I have not found him yet. Not yet. Where is he at, Lord? Yeah. I need him.
Girl, they exist. They exist.
And don't.
You just have to just have self-control.
And don't just hit me with, oh, black men got big dicks. Because at the end of the day, y'all might have a big one, but you don't know how to work it.
And a lot of them really don't have big ones, like.
Ugh, whatever.
I don't know.
But they do some damage. They do some damage. Yeah, they do some damage.
Like,
yeah, I mean, some of them. I can't. Let me tell you something. The only time that I can honestly say that I had some really, really, really eventful sex was with an ugly man.
Because they gotta work. Let me
tell you something.
They already know you gave them a
shout
out
to Clarence.
It was either out of pity.
It wasn't pity.
Or you needed something.
No, it was okay. Well,
because
okay, I will tell you this. He was very intellectually stimulating.
Okay.
So I was digging our conversation. I met him through a mutual friend.
Okay.
And he did like a lot of graphic designs and mm-hmm. stuff. And I needed him to do some graphic designs for a t-shirt.
Okay.
My Bitch Focus t-shirts.
Okay.
So after talking to him and finding out more about him, girl, one day, let me tell you how slick this nigga was, right? Nerdy dude, ugly, nerdy from the islands. He ended up sending me a dick pic, and I was like, oh dear God, like I was like kind of like shocked. Well, okay, no, let me let me rewind back. He sent me a text and he was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. And I was like, sorry for what? And he was like, I didn't mean to send that picture to you. And I was like, what picture? He was like, oh, you didn't get it? And I was like, no. And so he was like, oh, thank God. And then like an hour later, it was a dick pic.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. So I was like, no need. At first I was telling him, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, but don't worry about it. I didn't receive any picture or whatever.
Right.
And he was like, okay, thank God. And then an hour later goes by and I get it. And girl, as soon as I opened it, like I got like this ping and I knew it was an attachment. I was like, ooh, this is the picture. Girl, when I opened that thing and I saw a whole baby arm. Bitch. It was a whole fucking baby arm, bitch. You know how the baby arms be all fat and juicy and got like 3 rings? Bitch.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
So I hit him with the message.
Oh, and all of a sudden he was stimulating you mentally.
Girl, I hit him with the message. I got your pic. girl. So then, okay, this is how I think he was slick with it. Mm-hmm. I think he was trying to send me that picture.
Just
see how I was going to react.
That's what it sounded like.
When I didn't react because I didn't get it right away, he was like, "Oh my God, I'm sorry, but you meant to send me that goddamn picture because you knew you had a goddamn baby arm and you wanted to hit that pussy." Girl. So, and let me tell you, this motherfucker. Oh, this is a good time for story time. This motherfucker lived downtown Atlanta in this really, really nice apartment. Uh-huh. And he was a bike rider and everything. Like, just really intellectually, like, stimulating. He came from, like, the Cayman Islands or some shit. Mm-hmm. And then he lived in New York. Mm-hmm. And he was really artsy, photographer. But what really was the key was, if you know me, you know I love music. Mm-hmm. And so, girl, he hit me with the... come on over. I got your logo done. I want to, you know, make sure that it's to your liking and da 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 da. And he had some jazz music playing, and bitch, he was cooking. That was the end of husband. No, he wasn't your, my husband. No,
like in your head, like this is what I want my husband. Like, yeah. I want to walk in to you with an apron
with some jazz music. Well, he had something girl. Nice. He made some nice salmon, some couscous, and he had asparagus, and it had like lemon, and it was good. And I was like, oh, this is nice. And then he offered me wine. We had like a bottle or two. And then the next thing I knew, he was like, you look so scrumptious over there. Oh. And I was like, oh, look at Ashley Gizmo. Oh, and he kissed me, and then the rest was history. Ain't no more wine in that bottle, Ashley.
That calls for more wine, right,
girl,
there.
Girl, let me tell you something. That scrumptious? He said, you look so scrumptious. And I was like, bitch, I am, because saw that baby arm. And I was looking like, yum. I went to say, you scrumptious too, my nigga. Oh. But can I be honest? Mm-hmm. That was the first major orgasm I've ever had. And this happened to me, like, I'm 37. I had to be, like, 31, 32. I promise you. The first, like, orgasm I've ever had. Because, I always thought that, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, orgasm. Yeah, I can't. Bitch. Let me tell you how I knew I never did that before. Because, bitch, my whole body shut down. I was like, ugh.
Oh. You feel crippled.
Bitch, I was numb. Mm-hmm. I was numb. I couldn't do it. Simone, that's her name.
It was a wrap.
And I honestly believe I was like maybe 31, 32 years old when we like got together. But the crate, let me just tell you something, bitches. So you motherfuckers won't ever get it twisted. Made that nigga come hard as hell too. So at the end of the day, that pussy was slapping. Okay.
Oh God.
Slapping. Like Jack A said. That boy said, I bet JK was still slapping. She said, you know it is. I was like, yes, Auntie Jackie. Oh, she had gosh. Twitter up in a rage.
Oh, my God.
JK said, and you know it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
So, I'm, you know, like.
That was a funny story.
It was a funny story, but it was a real story. And I'm so sad that he was the only one that has really made me calm. Wow. Like, and so, like, now when niggas be like, oh, did you come, baby? I'd be like, uh-huh. Just and you be off. Like, bitch, no, I didn't. Let me go ahead and finish this up my damn self. God damn. Now I know why bitches love bitches.
Oh, good.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anyway, guys, Ashley, thank you for tuning, like joining me. I love it, love it. I would give y'all Ashley social media, but Ashley got a real job. Can't have nobody lurking after her social media. So we're just going to say Ashley C, my bestie. Guys, you can always follow me on social media at Hermosa Cosmetics on Instagram. Oh, and I also, you know, I have my new corporate IG, which is Sat's Fifth Lady.
Oh.
Where you can always see the updates that I have that I've made for Saks Fifth Avenue in cosmetics and makeup and fragrance and Balenciaga shoes. Yeah, I just made that one. So you guys can always follow me if you're looking for anything designer and, you know, exclusive shit. I got that. And you can always follow me on Facebook under Edith Yolanda. You know what I'm saying? And next week, I think it's going to be a dope week.
What's going on next week?
Well, next week, I'm definitely thinking about having a psychiatrist on the show.
That would be so good.
That would be so good because I feel that a lot of people really need to know what mental health is and mental wealth is. And I feel like once you get your mental, everything will fall in line and together. So, Ashley, thank you for being my friend. You know, I truly love you. And we're going to have you back on the show again very soon. And you guys, make sure that you tune into The Dame Truth. Make sure you tell your friends. Make sure you tell your aunties and your mama and them, even though we were talking about, you know, dicks and orgasms and all that great stuff that your grandmother and your mother done multiple times.
Okay, don't let it
fool you. Because, like, at the end of the day, I'm like, mama, I've been stroking. It's a nasty, filthy ass song. And I know you used to dance to that shit back in the day. Tonight is the night.
But they justify it because they say it's maybe
your woman. Ain't nothing like I'm on you, I'm on you, I'm you. Oh yes, no juicy fruit. Juicy fruit ain't nothing about sucking some dick. Juicy fruit, juicy. She was talking about her pussy, baby. Electric slide. You want to know what electric slide is about?
Oh, God.
Goddamn vibrator, bitch.
Oh, dear.
It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Are you serious?
It's about a vibrator, bitch. So, anybody who got something to say about me talking about dicks and coming, listen. You dance about a vibrator at every goddamn family reunion, bitch.
Oh, God. I feel like I'm ruined.
Yeah, whatever. The electric slide is about goddamn the vibrator going in. The puss.
Oh, dear Lord.
There you go. So, yes, to all my grandmothers, you can listen to The Dame Truth, too.
Right. Y'all the experts.
You're the reason why we're a spoiled and soiled nation or group of people. But anyway, guys, I hope this took you through to your traffic. Make sure that you tune in to the next Dame Truth. It will be something sweet to your ears. On that note, have a wonderful rest of the week, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.